every time I think that my life is normalized,
okay,
you know, as far as my customers go, don't get me wrong. I mean, I appreciate almost each and every one of them.
Right.
There's a few that I could do without. But every once in a while, I think it's getting normal. And then some alien life form walks in, you know what I mean? And just reminds me that they're out there, that we're being invaded.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
By people from other planets or whatever.
And you're lucky enough to come across them.
Yeah. And people always say, you know, there are aliens out there. And I was always, no, it couldn't be, because if there were, the government would have given them free aid somehow. You know what I mean? So that's my, you know, that's my proof that they don't exist.
Right.
This one of them would have free college or whatever. Anyway, so this guy comes in. I'm doing new menus for spring menus for Amano out east. I want to do a ravioli dish. So I settled on burrata cheese, you know, which is like mozzarella with a soft inside, you know.
Okay. For those sounds good.
Know. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. You know. So I finally get them all made. You know, I have a tasting with the kids outside, the wait staff. So I'm, you know, I'm like the proud papa of this dish. You
sure.
know, I'm out there and I'm like, chest out here, boys, check it out. And they're all, oh my God, chef, that's great. Okay, great. It's on the menu. Guy comes in. I'll have the burrata ravioli.
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here it goes out. I got one burrata ravioli. All right, cool. You know, we make the ravioli. We heat it up. We cook it. Put it on a thing. Get the tomato sauce. It's looking fine. I'm sticking, you know, whole leaves of basil on it.
Sure.
Fabulous. This is a dish for the ages.
Yeah.
It comes back. Okay. What's the problem? I don't know how to tell you this, chef. He said the burrata ravioli tastes like cheese. He doesn't want it. Like, what did he think it was? A farm animal?
Yeah, right.
I mean, really? This is the first time in a restaurant, sir? Oh, my God.
Too cheesy?
It tasted like cheese. I don't want it. What would you like? I'm going to have the steak or whatever the hell he
had.
You
know? Right. It better not taste like meat.
Sometimes somebody comes in and says something, and I'm pretty rarely at a loss for words, you may have learned.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, I got nothing. I got nothing to say. I'm out. Give him what he wants.